One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is brought to you by Munchie Mug, the world's number one premium no-spill snack cup. Listen to today's episode for a special offer from Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host.
You're going fast.
Of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio / our bedroom is my lovely wife, CFO, and the co-host of this podcast, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Yes, everybody, we are here. We are revved up. We're ready to go.
So ready.
It is Tuesday morning. I've been on the road for so many days, and I'm home for so many days. I'm never touring again. It's not worth it. No, that's not true. I just need a little break, but I'm back. And
it's the last tour.
Woo! That's it. Me and Elton John. We're on our farewell tours. Elton had a few more accolades than me that he achieved in his career. But regardless, this is a farewell tour. I'm actually the first person to ever do their farewell tour
before
as an opener.
A breakout.
As an opener. I did my farewell tour as the opener. Nobody knew. Nobody knew.
And that is so sad. Unknown farewell tour.
Oh, you want wait till you want to hear sad. Wait till they tell about my birthday on the road this weekend. But regardless, everybody, we do have some things to talk to you about. It is this lovely Wednesday, October 26th,
That's
whenever
right.
You're listening. Maybe you're backlogging.
It's
Maybe it's
Halloween,
in the future.
Halloween week, more or less.
Exactly. And we're here, too. We've got some emails from you guys at the end. We are talking a lot of Halloween, Instagram Halloween. Should Halloween be on a Saturday? Throwing away Halloween candy. Maybe we might talk about some life with black cats. I feel like my black cats are getting in the spooky season.
Yeah.
Adult birthday, mine. Core memories, my weekend, crazy Uber driver I had. We got lots to talk about, everybody. Before we do so, though, why don't you tell folks about our Patreon, Mel?
Yeah, so good start.
Yeah, really, really out of the gate, just a banger, Melissa.
Patreon is a way to give a little more and get a little more of all things Dustin Nickerson comedy.
Uh-huh.
If you like merch discounts, early access to
Christmas cards. How about Christmas cards? That's coming up.
Christmas cards.
Melissa, yep. When's the date that they
We usually said somewhere in November. I got to think about that.
You probably got to like mid-December.
No. You got
mid-November, I mean.
I think we kind of did it. Like, you got to get in November.
In November. If you want a Nickerson family Christmas card, you're going to need to get on that Patreon. I don't remember what level. Go to the website. You'll look that stuff up.
Yep, it's all there.
So if you want to make it look like you're friends with us, and you want us to, you want that picture right there, that you got to go to the Patreon, plus the monthly Zoom hang, so much other stuff.
You put that on your fridge, and then you have some people over the holidays, and that card.
Uh-huh.
Is just going to win you some brownie points.
Yep. And they're going to go, oh, I unknowingly caught his farewell tour when he opened for Nate Bargatze. I didn't know that he was on his farewell tour in Grand Rapids at an arena. He did an arena farewell tour. Yes, he did 15 minutes up front.
Did you get a jacket made?
Nate gave me one of his Merc shirts. It's it says the greatest average American on it, the name of his Netflix special. So, anyways, check that out, everybody. Go to our Patreon. Also, we have more headlining dates coming up soon, but right now we just have two on sale right now. We'll be announcing more, but the ones that we have on sale right now are in St. Louis. This part of the podcast is so much faster than it used to be as we were going through all these dates.
Yeah.
In St. Louis, January 6th and 7th at Helium Comedy Club, and February 8th, Comedy Works in Denver. You know, Denver, perfect. If you guys could just like sell that out, that'd be amazing. That would feel so great if you guys could do that. Mm. Also, as many of you already know, we published a book on June 7th called How to Be Married to Melissa. And I'm going to read a couple reviews that people did that because those always feel great. Reviews are very helpful, backseaters. They're great for the podcast. They're great for the book. They're great for comedy specials. They help the algorithm. They tell these bots, these algorithms at these giant overlord corporations that this is a high quality thing that the people like and that they should
show it more.
They should give it out to the people. Give it out to us, you know. That the
Flem's days,
yeah, exactly. That they should, that Apple and Amazon, you just give it down to us peasants, our overlords, please, like water, we need it from above. So these are
we request well written humor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So here we go. This is from Bookish. I'm not married. I don't have kids, and I never wanted to, and I never will. I'm also not a Christian, so why would I even touch this book? Well, because Dustin Nickerson is a pretty cool comedian and a nice guy, and he's written a book that even someone like me, who is totally outside his target audience, can enjoy. I admit I was surprised. Anytime when someone starts talking about their Christian faith, that's my signal to exit. But although Dustin doesn't talk about church, or does talk about church and faith and religion quite a bit, he's not judgmental or preachy. He's so honest and likable that I found myself reading on just to hear more about his life. I laughed out loud in several places and really enjoyed Dustin's stories. I recommend this book for anyone.
Thank you so much, Bookish.
And then this one is from LKT. 5 stars. I read this book in 24 hours during a rainy weekend at the cabin. My family kept asking me why I was laughing out loud. It's very well written with honesty and humor. Inspired me to continue to nurture my marriage and enjoy it and parenthood more. Boom.
Fantastic.
Last one from Elizabeth. We have seen Dustin live several times and enjoy his comedy. This book is a great extension of that. I highly recommend the Audible version. There you go.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Boom, 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 boom. From Claudia, 1 star. Not funny. Not funny or as expected. Description is not accurate. Thank you, Claudia B.
Thank you for the review.
Thank you, Claudia B. How many reviews has Claudia B given? Let's get in here. She's given 225 reviews.
That's a lot.
She does.
That's a lot of reviews.
She reviewed... She also reviewed this 5-piece 3-dog squeaky toy with double layer reinforced fabric, durable plush dog toys. She gave that 5 stars.
I didn't even know you could do this.
This is well made for the price and has a lot of squeakers. My dog tears up stuffed toys pretty quickly, and these lasted about the same as others that I paid a lot more for.
Okay, as so described.
This was not planned in the podcast, everybody. These are things that Claudia B. on Amazon liked more than my book. 50-piece 6-inch planter nursery pots, plastic pots for flower seedlings. She gave this 5 stars. Sturdy temporary pots similar to what you'd find in the garden center when buying plants. Fair price. Here's a 2-star.
Wow. Okay. Well, you got a 1-star.
She gave a 2-star on these pot holders, Melissa.
Oven pot holders.
Material thinner than expected. Can't seem to find thick ones like the old pair I have that are wearing out.
Not as advertised.
Don't read these. I want you just to be surprised as I read these.
Okay. Imagine writing a review on pot holders.
Okay, ready? Here we go. This is the only other 1-star that I've seen that she's given so far. Ready?
Yeah.
This is on V8 pomegranate energy drinks.
No.
And then she says, recipe seems to have changed. Recipe seems to have changed. It's now a pale pink color, not purple like it was before. Does not taste like blueberries or pomegranate. Tastes like weak fruity water. Okay, I'm addicted. I can't stop reading
weak,
Claudia's reviews.
Fruity water.
Okay, this is another 1-star
it's
from Claudia. This is a review that she gave to, this is another book.
Okay.
A 1-star. The book is called Fur and Gur, The Funniest Things People Have Said About Dogs.
I knew it was a dog book.
Extremely large print and not much on each page. Old content, old jokes, etc. that have been around forever. Sent it back. Claudia.
Ooh.
Claudia.
Claudia.
Okay, one last one. Ready? No, I might keep reading these for the entire podcast. Okay, these are from Pair of Shoes, Easy Spirit Women's Travel Times. These guys right here, they're the type that don't have the heel. You see this right there? They don't have a back. They do have a heel.
Yeah, they're
they
like don't a slide-on tennis little slider. Shoe.
Too big in heel. Front of shoe fits. Heel and back of shoe too big, and shoe won't stay on. It doesn't have a back. That's why. Smaller size that fits in the heel is too small in the front. Claudia. She gave 2 stars.
She's
on...
She's in between slide-on tennis shoe sizes.
Okay, we're getting to know Claudia a little bit more
here.
We need
a quarter size.
Hold on. Claudia gave a 2-star review on this knee pillow. Knee pillow for side pillow, memory foam knee pillow. Subject, too small. Too small, especially for bigger people. I'm 5'7 and weigh about 200 pounds, and it was too small and won't stay in place. Claudia.
I don't understand the knee pillow, but we'll just...
Last one. Here we go. 2 stars.
Okay.
She gave this to a Jealousy 5-pack of dog toy assortments, value bundle dog plush squeaker toys. So quality. Didn't expect them to be indestructible for the price, but pretty cheaply made. The only plus is they aren't overstuffed, so not too big for my mess when my dog shredded them in a minute. Big dog smile on her face while she did it, though. There you go.
So but Claudia loves her dog.
Claudia loves her dog and does not love my book.
I don't think she enjoys reading.
She didn't like Gur and Fur.
But she didn't say your jokes were overused, but
no.
She did say that it was a terrible book.
I think that she really wants the description to be exactly that. Remember, she just said the description is not accurate. No, she said not funny too.
She said not funny and then like not as described or something or advertised.
I actually think that not funny is the best negative review you can give me, because I go, I mean, it is subjective. The comedy, nobody's comedy is for everybody. No comedian is universally beloved. And, you know, so if you didn't like it, you didn't like it. But Claudia. Oof. Oh, Claudia B. Claudia B.
Maybe your next
Claudia B, a little too negative, if you ask me. Claudia B.
Maybe your next book could be a dog joke book.
Yeah, well, Claudia's not going to give that good review either.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
Wag and tag.
Fluff and stuff.
Yeah, she's going to hate that. Yeah.
I get it. Wag and tag.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
wag
that's
and
good.
Tag. The tag, like the jokes.
Tagline.
You didn't
I
know
just I made up something.
I've actually proposed this book to my agent already. I didn't know you about my life.
How did it go?
My life and love for dogs. Bit viciously one by in the face when I was 5 years old. Been apprehensive about them ever since. Dealing with the fact that they are everywhere in society now. As someone who has is uneasy around dogs, you just have to deal with that.
I think that's a core memory.
Oh, Melissa's anti-core memories right now. It is a core memory. Not a great memory when I was 5 and a Great Dane, Scooby-Doo, bit me in the face.
I forgot. I'm laughing because I didn't know his name.
Yeah. Well, no, his name wasn't Scooby-Doo, but
oh, okay.
Scooby-Doo was a Great Dane.
You're right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Scooby-Doo ripped my mask off, but it was my face, and it was the face of a kindergartner.
Poor little Dusty.
Yeah. Oh, little Dusty. You kind of wanted to go on an anti...
Well,
you were seeming a little bit... Because the phrase core memory keeps getting thrown around. And you hate phrases. You hate, I did a thing.
I just, generic phrases just bug me.
Right, right, right.
And they get overused. If you buy a house and you can't think of anything else to say, but we did a thing.
Right.
Just dig a little deeper. I don't know. This is just people online bug me with their short isms or, you know, they're just random people on the internet were going to the playoff baseball games and writing hashtag core memory. And it was bugging me.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you used to say like what a game or I don't know. Like, so I looked it up.
What if you just put the baseball emoji?
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, wow, I'm speechless. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But you looked it up. You were feeling really negative.
Yeah. I was just like, why does everybody keep putting this? And essentially, the Pixar movie Inside Out like created that phrase.
Right.
And because
Which I
the
have
little
not seen.
Girl.
Have you seen that one?
I saw it once in a elementary school cafeteria with all three of my kids.
I mean, speaking of a core memory.
Wow. Yeah, well, I like pushed Claire around in a stroller. So
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So I kind of saw it. It's all in the little girl's brain and she's got all the emotions. And anyways, she has these core memories. Uh-huh. And it's supposed to be like a memory that like defines your personality.
Right.
And so like the dog biting you kind of is a core memory, but like
unfortunately, yes.
I don't. Yeah. It's fine. It's just saying like this was something we'll never forget. Like that's essentially it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just a little overused in my opinion.
Well, you do.
And that's just a personal that bugs me.
No, we have that in common. Yours is mostly based on social media and like little cliche phrases, you know, rosé all day, you know, like stuff like that. Those drive you crazy. And I'm that way and you're also that way when like a thing gets too hyped, right?
Yeah, I never believe the hype for the most part.
Though eventually you come around, you love The Office. It just took you
took me a couple years. Like people had to slowly win me over.
Well, I'm the same way. I think that's a very Seattle thing, by the way. I don't know if you were that way before you moved to Seattle, but that is a very Seattle kind of.
You're like, I'm skeptical.
Yeah, and it does.
It's not probably as great as you think it is.
Right, you know? Right.
There's definitely some like pride and ego there.
Sure, but. And it does hurt you because then you go see Top Gun and you're like, no, this was pretty great, actually. Everybody liked it, and so do I.
I enjoyed Top Gun. The new one,
yeah.
Being in San Diego, like, and seeing it,
it was great,
super fun.
Yeah, super fun. This is like,
but you just have to embrace it. You
gotta let people enjoy what they enjoy. This segues nicely into my weekend recap, which is, this last weekend I was out with Nate Bargatze. Graham K was opening. By the way, Graham K is very funny. He's been on Colbert. He's been on The Tonight Show. He's very, very funny, and he has a new special out on YouTube that you should watch. I don't know what it's called. It's on, if you type in Graham Case, but you know how to find stuff on the internet.
It's out there.
I watched some clips. It's very funny. And Graham is very, very funny. But Justin, the video guy who's out with us, we were all in the car and we were like talking about the new movie Black Adam that came out, which I haven't seen yet. And we were just talking about comic book movies. And he was like, I'm so glad that I have AirPods on during this conversation. And I just like, I remember, it's already very funny because the AirPod thing.
Yeah.
And I just look at him and I was like, oh, what an original take, Graham. Oh, how interesting.
Graham doesn't like Black Adam.
Graham doesn't like comic book movies. Okay. And we were getting pretty nerdy about him.
Yeah.
And it was just fun to just push that right, because Graham is a friend and we hung out all weekend long.
Exactly.
But I was just like, Graham, just stop it. Just let us enjoy the things that we enjoy. You like hockey. Yeah. I don't like hockey a whole lot. Just let us enjoy the things that we're getting. Don't take people's joy. Just let us have this.
If you're on a tour bus and somebody else liked hockey and
you would talk about it at length.
You guys would talk.
Also, again, I don't like comic book movies. What a hot take. Oh, wow. How interesting that
you
are.
Those blockbusters?
Oh, my gosh. So the point being, we all have a little bit of us that in us in some regards.
Yeah.
Yours just is in regards to little cliche-y type things like that.
Honestly, it does not matter, and it is not a big deal.
No.
It does not affect my life whatsoever.
Well, there's other things in there that you don't like a vacation post either.
I struggle with like bragging on social media.
Right.
You can do that anyway whatsoever.
I agree that you struggle with that. You do brag too much on social media. Yet another Taco Tuesday. Well, Mel started doing Instagram stories a month ago, so.
Don't believe the hype.
Cutting edge. Cutting edge social media influencer, Melissa Ruth Hoagland.
Yeah. This is my own problem.
Right.
Melissa, everyone can just move on.
Melissa, let me ask you a question. Because we haven't done this in a while. Melissa, when somebody posts a vacation that they went to in Maui with their family, everyone seems to be happy and smiling and the sun's coming down. And they say, we did a thing.
Core memory.
Why would you say that's so upsetting to you, Melissa? What would you say is that? Do you wish you were there? Are you unhappy that they had that experience and you didn't?
It's because a lot of people never get to go to Maui.
So because not everyone gets to go to Maui. Do you think that no one should get to go to Maui? Or do you think that they should just keep it a secret?
You can go to Maui, but go anonymously.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you think that people that own the businesses in Maui, the small businesses and the... Do you think that they're
coconut
glad?
Stands?
Do you think that they're glad that people are promoting vacations to Maui? Do you think that the island of Hawaii, the people that live there, are glad that they're promoting vacations to Hawaii?
Probably a mixed bag.
It's interesting.
Yes and no.
Melissa, do you think you've ever posted something that you've celebrated?
Yes.
Like a Broadway show or something like that everyone gets to do?
I do. Listen. If you live in a very cold state and you have like a 9-month winter.
Yeah, like San Diego right now. Freezing. Say, we turned the heat on today. It smells so bad.
And say you have little means and many person to care for. With those little means.
Melissa, why do you feel
and
like you...
somebody says, bought my tickets to Maui. That might hurt.
Melissa, the bigger
your
question is...
your current surroundings.
What?
And so, or your feelings. So I am sensitive to posting. I will not be posting when I go to Hawaii. The end.
Melissa, I guess my question is, what happened in your life that makes you so sensitive to the needs of people and that they might be offended or that they might be hurt or that something that you might do may negatively affect them? And what is it that happened in your life that gives you such a radar to need to care for those people and often hypothetical situations?
Okay. So, yeah, I'll... I think we'll just like dial it back a little bit.
Guys, let me tell you about Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. The next time that you're going on your vacation to Hawaii and you're bringing back some macadamia nuts and you don't want those spilled and you're doing a thing and you're making a core memory and you got those macadamia nuts chocolate covered or just regular
so good
and you don't want those spilled, you put them in a Munchie Mug. Those nuts aren't falling out. All right, those nuts are safe in that Munchie Mug.
You will enjoy every one of them.
Your nuts are safe in Munchie Mug. That's their new catchphrase.
Will be safe
is in the Munchie Mug. If you guys go to munchiemug.com, you're gonna see great product, variety of colors, made right here in the U.S., dishwasher safe. On their website, if you use promo code don't make me, that's all one word, no apostrophe, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. That is promo code don't make me for 25% off your entire order. Whether you order one or 1,000 Munchie Mugs, you're getting 25% off. Munchie Mug.
Making your life less messy.
Munchie Mug. Your nuts are safe in our mug. Guys, today, this week, let's see here. Well, what day is Halloween?
It's Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Monday, Halloween, is the very best day on Instagram. Halloween is the only day that I want to see pictures of your stupid kids. I don't want to see them at their recital. I don't want to see them holding up a picture. Third grade. That kid barely graduated. All right. I don't need to see pictures of your dumb kid. I do want to see pictures of them dressed as Johnny Cash. Dressed as, what's a popular costume?
Spider-Man.
I do not want to see pictures of your kid at their high... No, I'll give you high school graduation. I do not want to see pictures of their kindergarten graduation. I do want to see them dressed as Spider-Man. So bad. I love Halloween Instagram pictures so much. The only good day... The only consistently good day, I feel like, on family social media...
It's
the best. Now, there are also some sketchy pictures.
Sure.
But those don't show up in our feed because we got all the family stuff. We're so near an elementary school and all our friends are family and people that we DM are all them. But you love it too, right? It's your favorite.
So we don't have kids that just dress up in costumes anymore, just every day.
About?
Every day.
Oh, every day.
Like they just wear costumes as clothes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or like around the house. And so Claire and I just went to a park like 2 weeks ago, and there was a kid walking around with a cowboy hat on.
Yes.
And a Spider-Man outfit. Like
it's
costume.
It's so good.
And he was like three. And then this other kid was like on a stick horse.
Yeah.
And like, and we were like, oh my gosh, there's a cowboy here. You know, like
yeah.
it, you just forget how magical like
right.
3 and 4 year olds in costumes can be.
I don't want to see a picture of Ben Shapiro moving to Nashville and wearing a cowboy hat. I do want to see a picture of a 4 year old who puts that on and thinks he's a cowboy.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
It's the transformation. Yeah, like they literally go there.
You're
you know?
on Halloween, you come to my house, you're getting all my candy. And you show up in my Instagram feed, you're getting all my likes.
I like everything on Halloween.
Every single picture of kids in costumes. I just, oh, it's the best day in social media.
I
love it.
I like
a family costume.
I like it. If I do not miss.
No.
Like.
I expand beyond the kids too. I like a adult couples costume. Great.
Fantastic.
I love it. Oh, your Beetlejuice and Lydia? Like. Love it. Oh, the whole family is from
Stranger Things.
Like. I love it. Oh, all the kids are different characters from the Chocolate Factory? Like. Sign me up. Oh my gosh. And the dad is Willy Wonka. Like. I love it so much. It's so fun.
It's the best.
It's so fun and innocent. It's just nice. It's just nice. I don't even care if you guys went out trick or treating.
Just line up for the photo.
That's what it should be.
Just call it a night.
That's what I wish Halloween was.
Take the picture, get in your pajamas, get on your phone, and look at everybody else's
if
pictures.
If I were a king and I had a kingdom, what I would do on Halloween is I would march them all in.
Oh, like a parade.
I would say, come costume for me.
Yeah.
And perfect. then it would be ancient times, so there'd be no Instagram. So I would just touch them with my hand and I would go, like. I like that.
That's good.
Remember the parades? Mm-hmm. The parades. Oh my gosh, at the school? Would they march
the kindergarten?
Yeah. That's how innocent and pure little kids in costumes are. Slightly older kids, like third, fourth graders, sixth graders, one of the most jaded people on the planet.
Yeah.
If they see a 5 year old in a costume, they go, that's how pure a little Ariel is.
It's the best.
Regardless of race.
Stop. I think we finally moved on from that story.
Yeah, I think I got a joke I'm going to post about it this week, actually, but it's from a live show. Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Tuesday, when we're recording this, I mean, we're just going to be on our phones looking at costumes.
We might not release an episode next week because I won't be done liking.
You're going to stay up all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the words of Melissa Nickerson, if I see it, I like it.
Exactly.
Give me those kids in costumes.
Best.
A great holiday. You know what holiday is not the best?
What?
Your birthday on the road.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty low. and let me tell you, I know a thing or two about
holidays on the road.
Holidays without the person you love the most.
Oh. I got sad and hard. Listen, people travel for work. It's a real thing. People are gone on days. It happens.
Doctors work holidays.
Yes. There's no such thing as normal. There's a lot of different. There's firemen. There's military. There's, you know, there's people work bizarre jobs, you know, and just unconventional schedules. There's truck drivers. There's graveyard shifts. Things are open 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Someone's working that.
Yep.
I get it. Technically, I was home for my birthday, and it was actually a very lovely, pleasant evening to the birthday. Sometime in my youth, like in my 12, somewhere around there, till many years in a row, my family would go out to Claim Jumpers for my birthday. My mom, my dad, my grandparents were often in town for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister would be there as well. We actually told our family that we were pregnant. with our first child at Claim Jumpers.
On your birthday.
On my birthday.
Oh my gosh.
And Joey got it first. Do you remember?
I do remember.
Yeah, Joey, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I was like, so we have something to say. And Joey's eyes got big and he knew it immediately.
I forgot. I did. I do remember that.
You remember that, yeah.
I remember what people ordered that day. That was a core memory.
Well, it's fun. You and I like a good chain every once in a while. I will never crap on a chain. Also, somewhat I'll admit we're doing it somewhat ironically.
Absolutely ironically. Like, I walked in, I was like, why are we here?
Yeah.
But that was a good... Okay, so, like, if you lived in Seattle and then you had family south, South Center is, like, the meetup junction.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, restaurants that you don't find in your city.
I forgot that that's where Claim Jumper was. It was in South Center. So it was a bit of a drive. So,
but if you were meeting people up north, because we were in college,
right?
Your sister was in college. Like, if north people and south folk could meet in the middle in South Center.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of like going to the Cheesecake Factory. Like, people drive for that.
It's a huge deal.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know, like, a lot of, like, cool people type like to, like, crap on chains. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. We walked in. All five of us found a food item that we really liked. We had a great dessert. We all had beverages we enjoyed. The service was crappy, but we still enjoyed the whole vibe. Our Claire, like, to make a 15-year-old full and happy with his meal, and also the 8-year-old, the very picky 8-year-old, and mom got her wedge salad.
It wasn't good, but that's okay.
That's funny. That's the first thing you mentioned it. Well, you know what you need to do with it? Put it in the air fryer. This is an ongoing bit now, is that our fam, because Mel, the kids got mini corn dogs.
We got the girls 3 kids meals.
Right.
Because Gloria's still 12.
Yeah, and exactly. And like, don't, she's
just,
like.
Just like pick a couple things. Like, you cannot finish an adult meal.
No, you can't finish a kid meal. Especially from Claim Jumpers, or as they call it, Clam Jumpers.
And we tried to tell them it was like a big proportions. And anyway, we boxed it all up and told them we'd put it in the air fryer.
We put it in the air fryer. And that just became an ongoing gag. Like, whoa, bring home the Shirley Temple. We'll put that in the air fryer. It's a good bit.
For me, it was so much more fun to be at the downtown San Diego waterfront because we had considered going to the mall parking lot.
Yes.
Like 10 minutes from our house, but to stay downtown, and we found parking because it's Monday night.
It was fine.
You know, like, it's just empty.
It was very fun. And
so we picked you up from the airport. You were super delayed and late. And then we just went out and it was like all the lights were up in the harbor.
Right.
It was like very nice.
It was very nice. It was
the
a nice
atmosphere
little.
Was
it was actually
very nice.
Even the kids were like, or like as we were going there, the girls were like, it's so beautiful downtown.
Exactly. Because
they're not downtown at night a lot, you know?
No, and like there's the downtown waterfront park and it's just very atmospheric. Really, the restaurant was like essentially closed. Like everyone was in the bar.
Right.
And that was funny because we had to walk around the whole entire bar to go to the bathroom.
Right. It was attached to the hotel, right? It was all...
This is like a hotel bar.
It was very much a hotel bar. But the restaurant was fine. And we did like the most San Diego thing. They're like, do you want to eat inside or outside? And they're like, it's pretty cold outside. And we're like, it is a little nippy.
And then we saw a server dragging a heat lamp. Like,
while it was lit.
And like one of the ones that had glass, you could see the whole flame.
And let me tell you, that was the only part of Claim Jumpers on a Monday night that was lit.
You're going to die.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, we had a fun time.
Okay, now before that, so this last weekend, on Wednesday night, I was in Philly. Thank you, by the way, Philly. Since Philly, I've been in 4 different cities, so I'm sorry, Philly, I forgot. You guys were incredible. The Helium Philly show was so good. Steve Rogers opened. It was very, very funny. Yes, that's his actual name. He's named after Captain America. I don't know if he's named after that, but his name is Steve Rogers. And he's very, very funny. And he had a great set. And we had a lot of fun. We went to Reading Terminal, which we love. Mm-hmm. And then the show was so good. Thank you so much, Philly, for coming out. The next day, I got on a plane, 2 planes. When I was with Nate, we did Duluth, Minnesota. And then we went to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then we went to Green Bay, Wisconsin. I think I'm going to reverse the order on that. And then we ended in Rockford, Illinois. Now, on Saturday in Grand Rapids, they very nicely... Grand Rapids, a great city, by the way. Very cool. I had no idea. And we ended by... They got me like a birthday cake, and that was very nice. Which is... It's so funny, because I was like, this has happened on the road so many times for me. But it just happened. happens, the fall is a very busy time to be touring. Sunday night in Rockford, Illinois, Graham K, who's like my road buddy, he's my newest road buddy, because Graham and I have very similar road rhythms.
Yeah.
And like we get up around the same time. We like to go on a walk and get some coffee and mm-hmm. just dink around the town. That's what we like to do. We have similar things that we like to go to a vintage shop, something like that. What do they got here that's fun to look at? And eat very similarly, that kind of stuff. So
he's from Canadian.
He's from Ottawa. Yeah,
but he lives in...
I'm from Seattle, which might as well be Canada. He lives in New York now.
Oh, okay.
But he told me that... or Nate made a joke that he guys is like, you guys are just like an old married couple. You're like, yeah, we got to get our walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go do a little antiquing. And we're like, yeah, that's great. It's really fun. We like it. It passes the time. Nice. You get mm-hmm. your steps in. It's great. But, you know, Graham also is a road guy and he's a comedian. And he's like, Dustin, it's your birthday. Let's go get a drink. I'm taking you out. Let's get some drinks. Which is great. It's very nice to have it. Mm-hmm. Now, there are very limited bar options in Rockford, Illinois, and there are even more limited bar options at Rockford, Illinois at 11 p.m. and right. even less options at Rockford, Illinois, close to midnight on a Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. The city shuts down on Sunday
the
night.
The city
yeah.
shuts down. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, and this in Rockford's not even really a city. It's a town, you know?
Yeah.
We're like looking. We're trying to find some spots. We find a place that's open. It's pretty close to the venue. And then we get in and it's closed. The guy's there though. And not only is the guy there, there's a girl who we saw at the Embassy Suites who was the bartender there because they had a little free happy hour. And we're like, don't mind if I do. And they're like, well, you should go to these two places. These are the two options.
Okay.
We got this one. We're like, well, which one's closer? Which one's further away? They're like, well, this one is like a half mile that way. And then this one's up here and it's the karaoke bar. And I was like, they're like, it's much closer. I was like, I don't want to do karaoke. That's not,
no.
I don't, that's not what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
And then we start walking to the one that's a little further away. And then we kind of look on our phone. And you're like, this is actually quite far away because it's midnight. And we're just two dudes walking the street. So as we get there, we kind of like walk back past that first bar. And they're like, so you're going to do the karaoke? And we're like, yeah, we're just going to go to that bar anyways. And they go, oh, one more thing. It's also the gay bar. So long story short, I spent my birthday at a gay bar in Rockford, Illinois.
On Sunday night.
On Sunday night as everyone did karaoke.
Small detail.
And it was pretty great because, you know, a gay bar, it's just a bar. It's just a bar.
I would imagine the singing was better.
The singing was so good. That's actually one of the things that someone said. They go, like, actually, the karaoke is so good there that you don't actually usually want to do it.
Right.
Because yeah. they're like,
you have to practice.
This is a, you know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of talent. There's a lot of vocal talent.
Amazing.
In this room. And it was not weird because nobody hit on us because we looked like a gay couple.
You and Grandma.
Me and Grandma mm-hmm. were just, that night we were indeed.
You call him your road wife.
We were two kings cruising the streets of Rockford, Illinois on my birthday.
So special.
At a gay bar, just loosely singing along to The Killers or whatever it was being sung.
I can imagine, we didn't have karaoke days. I would imagine The Killers is a big karaoke song.
There was at least three Killer songs done. And
just like anthems.
Yeah, it was a very funny, specific. And as we were walking there, we're like, this is exactly what you should do for your birthday because this is a core memory.
Hashtag. Only if you hashtag it.
I intentionally have not told this story yet to Melissa because I wanted you to receive it in real time.
This is so good. This is amazing. I mean, I could have used it over the weekend. I get pretty bored, but...
It happened Sunday night. I didn't tell you this in person yesterday because I was like, I want to...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew you probably assumed when I got a drink or two, but what you didn't know was we were drinking Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, in a gay bar at 12:30 a.m.
Amazing.
In Rockford, Illinois. And
what
then
a special night. And then you had all that time to sleep in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. And we went to Robot Velvet Coffee Lab, something like that in the morning.
Whoa.
And you're like that. Grandma goes, this just came from a hipster name generating website.
Yeah.
Coffee shop. All right.
What a special night.
It was a very special night. Guys, mm-hmm. we got some emails that we want to get to because you guys are the best and you've been shooting us a lot of emails. If you ever want to have a question for the pod, shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com, whether it's Ask a Dad or something for Dustin's Comedy Corner. What do we call when I do the therapy thing? I forgot. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dustin or Mom's Therapy?
I don't think we ever tagged that. Okay. Like, or coined it.
We never coined it. But every once in a while, it's been a while since we've done that. So,
or if you have a title for a dog-themed joke book, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Barcasm? Like sarcasm? No, tags and wags was better. Okay, this subject is adult birthdays from Thomas Duran. Dustin and Melissa, to my third favorite Wednesday podcast, behind Bargazzi and Office Ladies. Please know, thank you so much. All right. So you like famous people. Please know you used to be my fave Tuesday podcast till you moved days. Okay.
Thanks, Thomas.
My mother-in-law throws herself her own birthday party every year. She's 67, born in December 26 or on December 26. She hates having combined presents and will throw a 67-year-old hissy fit if I dare combine the two. Try having that for a mother-in-law. Thomas D. from the Fernandina Beach, Florida. Ooh.
Okay. Thomas, I love this. Because I'm guessing that this mother-in-law, to some extent, is hosting over Christmas.
Oh, interesting.
And to some extent, she's like doing all the stuff, and then she wants her birthday to be important.
Right.
Hopefully it's a good party. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a real benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Right there.
I know.
But listen, if you're 67.
I mean, maybe she should just do her half birthday.
Yeah. I created a hack for not feeling old on your adult birthdays.
Oh, yeah?
Just start saying you're that age a few months in advance.
I do that with the kids mentally.
Yeah. I do it with myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Around August, I started saying I was 38 on stage.
Okay.
And it felt a little better on the actual day. I was like, all right, I'm 38. I've been 38 for 2 months.
It is funny that you rounded up because you say that in the special.
Did I say I was 38 in the special?
Well, I just think in general, people are like, no, I'm not 38 yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I say I'm on the 40 side of 30.
Yeah.
And now I say on stage, I am halfway dead.
There you go.
And people don't love that. But I'll find it. I'll put that feeling.
Make it funny.
To a song. Okay. Subject, Sprite. Hi, Dustin and Melissa.
Hey,
this
there.
Is from Catherine.
Okay.
I just finished the episode where you talked about being sad that several people bailed on your birthday party a few years back. And my mind immediately went to, come to Dustin's party? Yeah, I could hang out with Dustin. But real quick, is anybody else going to be there? Old joke.
Hey.
You remember that joke? You did self-identify as a Sprite. Maybe we're looking for a LaCroix of Sprite that night. Just kidding. No doubt you are more than America's most average but likable soda. Happy birthday, Catherine.
That's fun.
Thanks, Catherine.
She remembered some of your old
joke. That's an old joke.
Old bits.
I wonder if I could bring that joke back or I've evolved. Because sometimes you bring back an old joke, you're like, that wasn't in a special. Corolla was like my first kind of like core joke, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's not in a special anyway.
I think when you're starting comedy, you have to tell a lot of like, I'm like this jokes.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you're defining your voice.
Ooh.
And then,
guys, welcome to Melissa's Comedy Corner over here.
But I think
she's been a co-host of a podcast for a year.
Oh, please.
No, keep going. What you're saying is actually pretty insightful.
I've watched a lot of comedy.
You so much. You don't like it anymore because of that. Some of it. You do.
I really struggle to watch beginners.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, As I say, you and Taylor ruined comedy for me.
Wow, that's very nice of
because
you.
I watch the best, and so I can't with the others. Mm-hmm. But
this has been Melissa's Comedy Corner, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in.
I said enough.
That's very nice. Subject: birthday parties. This is from Amanda. Hi, D&M.
Hey.
The last real birthday party I had as a kid was when I turned 5. 2 weeks before I turned 6, unexpected baby number 4 arrived in our family. And the idea...
goes back to our other...
Yeah, in our family. And the idea of parties never returned. When 3 kids' birthdays within 5 weeks, during the summer no less, my parents never entertained the idea of parties again. We were lucky if our birthday didn't fall during a youth camp. a parent was chaperoning or VBS, and it got celebrated on the actual day with a trip to Olive Garden and the cake of our choice. One year, all three of us were celebrated on the same day with one giant great American cookie cake for just the family after a super hectic summer. As the one with the latest birthday, it was on my day. I know you're thinking the one sibling whose birthday was separated was the lucky one. Nope, his birthday was 2 weeks after Christmas, so we got similar treatment because of the holiday burnout. Love the new hour when I caught the show in KC. Amanda. Boom. Good email, Amanda. Sorry. Amanda, I wonder if you do birthdays now. I wonder if you do them now.
That's a good... Yeah.
We have a quick two bingo dingos to do, and then we're out of here. Mel watched Coraline. Coraline.
Coraline.
A little spooky. You thought it was just a kid's movie.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's going to be like Nightmare Before Christmas. Cool. Yeah. It's like when you read James and the Giant Peach, mm-hmm. and you were like, ooh.
Like... Oh my gosh, this is neglect.
And abuse.
Yeah.
And let's get him in that peach.
Right. Let's get that kid in that peach.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was made in 2009, so we missed it. You know, we didn't watch it. Claire has tried to watch it several times. Yeah. And so I finally
Is this movie that old? That's
it
hilarious.
Really is.
All the kids, this is not a fresh review.
Essentially, no, it's not. But it is one of those kid-friendly Halloween movies.
Yeah.
So it kind of pops up in your queue or whatever, you know, like around October. All the kids had seen parts of it, but had turned it off because it is scary. And the girls and I watched it together. Claire's almost 9 and Gloria's almost 13. So it's not a little kid movie.
Oh.
I will say that.
Coraline,
but it's got the same like director and not Tim Burton, but it's like the director of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, and James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, did he write that?
He directed it.
He directed. Okay.
So this is based off
a book.
I know that James and the Giant Peach was a book.
No, I know that.
I'm just saying, but I remember
Coraline is based off a book.
Yeah,
I don't know if he wrote the book.
Oh, I don't think he wrote the book.
Okay,
but I don't know.
But I didn't see the James and the Giant Peach movie, but I read it.
Same thing. It's creepy.
It's the same kind of thing.
Right.
It's very creepy, but it kind of reminds me of like a Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, like the old tales type things. I know what you mean. Fairy tale.
The child wasn't appreciative.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
The witch ate her, you know, fingers or something. So it's like that.
So bingo dingo review. Don't watch it with your kids.
I would give it, if you're trying to watch something kind of scary, spooky, then and your kids want that, then do.
Which I don't like that kind of stuff.
No, we don't like horror movies, you and I.
I don't like the, on Sunday, oh, I didn't tell you this, before we went to the gay bar, they were looking for some content, and there was a rumor that theater was haunted, and they had this like creepy third story apartment, and so we like... with the camera and Nate and everybody went quote unquote ghost hunting and went to the scariest parts of the building. And they like did the recorder, like, is anybody there? And asking it questions. I was like, I don't like any of this. Why are we doing this?
Dim the lights.
It was like pitch black in the room.
Okay.
Like, I don't like any of this.
Turn the lights off.
Why are we doing this? I don't like any of it.
I don't know. That's not
any
for
room,
me.
Any
That's
room is me. Scary in the dark.
Angela Johnson's like really into that.
Some people really like that. I find myself scared enough.
100%.
As I told the Travis, the tour manager, I said, I spend way too much time alone in hotel rooms by myself.
When you can just hear the elevator all night.
What was that?
Exactly.
Anyways.
No, not for me. But our kids actually, our big kids like scary movies and
last bingo dingo review.
So I'm giving it 4 out of 5 if there you want go. A little spooky movie.
Historic Auto Collections. This is not an ad. Okay. This on...
It was historic.
Oh my gosh. So this is in Roscoe, Illinois. It's near Rockford. It's an hour and a half outside of Chicago. Maybe an hour. Melissa, we went there to go like... They were looking for things to do and some content to be made. And we're like, oh, like a car museum. They're like, we have like a Batmobile. Melissa, they have a few of Elvis's cars. Melissa, they have a monster truck, which is fun.
Wow.
They have...
This place must be huge.
Yeah, no, it's gigantic. And they're like, oh, look at this. This is a part of the car that James Dean was crashed in, and here's all about the James Dean curse. Oh, that's cool. Oh, wow. Okay, over here we've got an actual wanted sign for Jesse James. Oh, that's pretty cool. And then you turn the corner, and Melissa, they have Hitler's car there.
Insane.
Hitler's car is in a museum in Roscoe, Illinois, for some reason. And
it's
then
nuts.
They have Abraham Lincoln's chair. And then they have the car that JFK got shot in there. Why is it all there in Roscoe, Illinois?
It's just a crazy collector.
It's the craziest collection of things I have ever seen. The amount of artifacts that they have there.
But then to like
they have a gun that Hitler had. It's the crazy.
They have so much
stuff. It's not, Melissa. It's not just like they have a flag that was at Gettysburg. They have the flag that Abraham Lincoln took to various places, including for the Gettysburg Address. It's the craziest.
Wow.
It's the craziest collection of historical things I have
like
ever seen.
The owner is like a history buff and like a millionaire.
I have no idea. Well, I mean, it's got to be a billionaire. Again, I'm just looking at some pictures. Like they have the different exhibit. The Lincoln exhibit is crazy. We skipped past the NASA stuff because we ran out of time.
Wow.
They have like space shuttle stuff that we're like, yeah, we don't have any time for that. We just got to keep moving. By the time we got to the and Nate's doing a bit about this actually. By the time we got to the Batmobile, we were over it.
I can't see another historical
Melissa,
thing.
This is a car. This right here that Gorbachev was in. Right here. This was it. These are like the bulletproof windows and stuff. This is a picture of him with that car.
Wow, and there it is.
It's just there. There's the Hitler car. The craziest collection of things you will ever see. I give it 6 out of 5 bingo dingoes. Dang, don't take your children there because it's kind of scary. That it's like eerie that it's there.
Mm-hmm. So it's like better than the wax museum.
Yeah. So this was Himmler's car. Himmler was the head of the Gestapo, the SS.
Yeah.
And they have like his, maybe they didn't have Hitler's gun. They had his gun, like a gun. You're like, oh my gosh. The head of the Gestapo had that, right? That, and this is the car that he drove
like
around.
On him.
They had the capsule from the little pill that he took out to swallow to kill himself. The capsule is there.
Insane.
It was, Melissa, there was...
I think all of you like learned so much.
Of course.
It's so real.
They had some of Eva Braun's lingerie there.
Wow.
Why? You have to go to this. If you are within... 3 hours, 5 hours, and you're an adult. I'm not some history buff. Like, it is the most jaw-dropping amount of things that you're ever going to see. It was like a very slow reveal that as you would get, you would just start reading more and more and more. And then you have to ask Tony. Tony is the tour guide. Get the tour with Tony. I've never seen somebody with such an obvious
wealth
photographic memory.
Yeah.
And that you would see him classify, like his brain was like a catalog, that he would remember the page number that he read those things on, remember the names. He would remember like the numbers of bills and laws that were passed and the author. It was crazy. And
Whoa.
You would just, and he's like 74 and you're just like, this is jaw dropping, exciting.
And were you guys like the only ones there?
There was barely anybody there. This business needs some help. It really does. Because it's like, they're like, well, we're not even open year round yet. And you're like, what? He's like, I only do, he's like a volunteer.
Sure.
Like they only tour on the weekends. He only gives a tour on the weekends. You got to go. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
That's pretty cool. You got to go.
All right, everybody. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Wanted to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up level patrons. Thank you so much for your support of the podcast in Dustin Nickerson Comedy. That is Trey Turner, Nathan and Jennifer Merritt, Adam Bush, Jennifer Ashley Downs, Juliana Smith, Jordan Cowan, Code to Grow, Courtney Ibleen, Lori Amos, Dave and Melissa Cox, Isaac Teron, Farah Journey, Bonnie Galindo, Carrie Teague, Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Nicole Carraz, and Tiffany P. campaign. Thank you so much, everybody.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.